Well, I think the first thing is for people to become informed, because they might be quite confused about what dangers they might have facing them. We know from experience in previous games that the biggest danger is actually dehydration and sunstroke. So people need to pack their suntan lotion, hats. They need to bring, you know, water bottles so they can stay hydrated. And foodborne illness is also another problem when people travel. So to follow the usual advice that travelers have, to wash their hands frequently, to not eat fruit or vegetables that you can't peel yourselves, to prefer to have cooked in very hot food, and so on. Interestingly, we've been asked so much about the threat of Zika, but one of the things that Brazil has asked travelers to do is make sure that their routine immunizations are up to speed, such as for measles and rubella, so that we, the travelers, don't import those diseases back to Brazil, which has done a very good job of eliminating outbreaks of both measles and rubella. So that's something to keep in mind as well. We're so worried about what we might catch when we go someplace, and we sometimes forget about what we might spread when we go somewhere.
Is it too late to have those routine vaccinations done?
Well, it really depends on when the person is traveling, and the advice has been out for more than a month. Some vaccines take, 10 days to be effective, so it's a very important question. So if you are planning on traveling, get to your doctor as soon as you can to make sure that you have all the vaccines you need and that they not only have you received them, but your body has had time to process them and build up the immunity it needs so that your vaccine is actually effective.
Of course, you know, you did mention Zika. Do you have any recommendations regarding Zika?
So Zika is new, and it's very understandable that people are concerned about it, and we're concerned about it as well, because of the effect it can have on the developing fetus of a woman who is infected, especially, it seems, early in pregnancy. So that's what we know, and that's the people for whom it's most dangerous and the people who really need to pay the most attention. If you are pregnant, the advice from WHO is not to travel to areas where there is active transmission of Zika virus. For everyone else, it's important to be aware of Zika, to be aware of your own situation, to be aware that if you travel to an area with Zika transmission, when you go back to your home country, you should take precautions so that if you have caught Zika, perhaps unknowingly, because most people who have Zika won't even have symptoms, there are things you can do to ensure you don't pass it along to your sexual partner or to people who live near you. Meaning, if you live in an area that does have the Aedes aegypti mosquito, that's the one that's primarily spreading Zika, you're actually encouraged to wear insect repellent once you get back to your home country so you don't have the chance of spreading Zika further on. For people going to Brazil, what you can do to be extra sure that you don't catch Zika is to be sure you don't get bitten by mosquitoes. Now, this is winter in Brazil. What you can do to protect yourself against the mosquitoes that are still here, though, is you wear insect repellent, you wear long pants and long sleeves if you can, so you're exposing as little skin as possible, and then you try to ensure that you're staying in some kind of accommodation that has screens on the doors and windows so that mosquitoes aren't getting into where you are. And because we know Zika is also sexually transmitted, practice safer sex, i.e. use condoms or don't have sex, in order not to get Zika spread sexually.
And finally, Nika, of course, you're in Rio. This has nothing to do with the health issues. What is it like there now at the moment?
Well, from the moment I landed in the airport, you could see some excitement. The cleaning staff had left their posts to come and watch the athletes getting off the plane. And I saw them trying to guess what events the athletes were from. So there were quite burly men in front of me, and I could see the staff raising and lowering their arms as if they were weightlifting, because they figured those athletes were weightlifters. And that was the first moment I could see of how people in Brazil are excited. And then as you drive through the streets, you can see they're still finalizing. Near me, it looks like they're finalizing some form of transportation still. You see volunteers going around the city in their uniforms. You see athletes visiting sites. So there's the sense that something is happening here. It's a very beautiful city with lots of contradictions of rich and poor and development and underdevelopment, and it's a very interesting place to be, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the games will evolve.